Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, Hashem Kol Yisrael. We're on page Nun Zayin on the bottom left side, Vizel Shamar B'Gemara. Vizel Shamar B'Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Sheb Erev Shabbos, Ha'idom Elamal Hashem Tzavos. Gemara says in Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai would be similar to an angel. What does it mean that he was similar to an angel? Do we know what angels are like? What does it mean he was like an angel? Ela Kavana Shabbos Shabbos Sharsa Lev Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Hashem. When Shabbos would hit and Shabbos was coming, this Ruach HaKodesh, this Ruach Hashem would be upon him and it would completely change him. This Ruach HaKodesh that a Jew receives on Shabbos gives them a sense of Ahava, Nadava, love and benevolence, Emes Yimuna, truth and faith. This Ruach HaKodesh completely uplifts the Jew and brings them Lamal Minateva, beyond nature. And they're no longer defined as a person. Rather, they're like an angelic being. Kedisa b'kisa Yarizal says, Yarizal, b'kavanas ha-pasuk, it says in Tehillim, l'David b'shanoso es tamo livnei avimelech v'gashir v'ayelach, which is translated as, right, talking about David HaMelech, when he changed his demeanor before Avimelech, v'gashir, who drove him away, v'ayelach, and then he departed. What does that mean? Says Yarizal, when a Jew changes their demeanor before Avimelech Shebashamayim, which is Melech Olam, which is Hashem, when a person's demeanor changes from the demeanor they had during the week, right, it's now a demeanor of Shabbos, what happens? Az Vaygarsheyu L'sam Bayelach. Right, I didn't say the full pronunciation of that word, because I guess I have a mesorah from my rabbein that we don't pronounce, right? That is referring to one of the demons, and we don't pronounce the complete name of the demon. We say Sam. So, Az Vaygarsheyu, the Sam Vayelach. Through changing our demeanor, when we're having a Shabbos demeanor, that banishes and drives away the negative forces in the world, which is represented by that word Sam. Kashir Yehudi, when a Jew's demeanor and nature changes in front of Hashem, right, we're a brand new being on Shabbos. Shabbos, we have like a good smell as a word that comes out of us on Shabbos. These different people, Az, we're able to kind of drive away the evil forces in the world. Again, Shabbos comes and we're able to access this spiritual light that gives us the ability to work on a sense of love and benevolence and truth and faith. And it completely changes our nature. We're different people. We're not even people. We're Doma LaMelech. We're Doma LaMalach. And we're Doma LaMelech. We're also kings and queens on Shabbos. What does it mean, Tiferes Atal Yom HaMenucha? Which is where we say that in El Asher Shabbos, during Shachris of Shabbos. Tiferes Ata liyom ha-menucha. Ata means, right, Tiferes is its splendor. Ata means to be enwrapped. Right, litatef batzitzis. Right, so you're kind of enwrapped. So what it literally means is, with splendor, he enwrapped the day of menucha, of contentment and rest. She'inyan yofi v'tiferes mat'im b'miuchad al taras amidos. The sense of beauty and splendor is specific when it comes to purifying our midos. Right, when we have pure midos, it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. When it comes to Avram Avinu, it says, Yaf Yafisa Mibnei Adam. It's a great Shalshala song. Yaf Yafisa. Right? Yaf Yafisa Mibnei Adam means you're more beautiful than all men. Right? When a person has beautiful midos, they have like, they're just like a sweet, wholesome person. So you say that they're a beautiful person. They're just a great person. And when it comes to Avram Avinu, who has Kihu Aya Adam Aglo Banakim, Ashalokam Kamo Kibiyovi Nafsho Batayas Minasav. He was the greatest of the great, greater than all the giant. Anakim is like Anak is like a giant. He was the greatest of the great. He had beautiful midos, and he's called Yaf Yafisa because beauty implies that I have beautiful midos. All these lofty levels, Shneam Rukan, B'malas Shabbos. All these levels that we're talking about when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to the level of Shabbos, Heimin Yanim Shel Taras Midos. It's all about purifying midos because again, when I access the aura of Shabbos, this aura of Dveikus and the aura of Ahava, automatically my midos get uplifted. V'al kein b'yom ha-Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, Yom HaMenucha, the day of rest and contentment, Yisroim b'siti fartam. We're at this amazing level of splendor and beauty. And our midos are perfected. of a tikkuni zohar mefarish a kasuv says the tikkuni zohar on the following pasuk losivaru ish b'chumash losichem b'yom haShabbos. And that pasuk means you must not kindle a fire in all your dwelling places on Shabbos. You can't light a fire. So what does the tikkuni zohar say? Shehu az ara al kas. It's referring to wait. Ish represents kas. It's saying you cannot be angry on Shabbos. If you're angry on Shabbos, it's like, if you're angry in general, it's like you're lighting up a fire in Gehenna. Of a savior, Agadakala Mivar, Agadakala is the, right, there's a B'nai Saschar, so we know Rav Tzvi Yonachal Dinov wrote the B'nai Saschar, he's known as the B'nai Saschar, so he has the savior B'nai Saschar on the Moadim, and on Shabbos, fantastic Sfarim. He has a savior called Agadakala as well, which is on the Parsha, it is fantastic. I highly recommend listening to the Shirim of Mori V'Rabbi Ramosha Tzvi Weinberg on Agadakala. He's learning at this year in his shir, and he posts them all in Wayu Torah. They are fantastic, really amazing, amazing shir. And he's amazing. Tell me everything I know. So you should listen to him. But says the B'nai Saschar Zuchusio Genolino in the Sefer Agra Tekala, the Agam Shekas Machlokes Heimidos Megunos B'Yoser, that yes, anger and fighting with people are the Midos Megunos B'Yoser. Like the Megunos is like obscene. It's like the worst Mida. Being angry is the worst Mida to have. But there's a certain time for anger, right? When people are doing the wrong thing when it comes to Yahadus, and they're going against Hashem, so it's a time to be angry. It's time to be angry at them, and not really at them, but at their actions, so that we can protect Yiddishkeit. But also this, when we're going to be angry at a Jew, we have to make sure we're doing it with the proper intentions, with proper contemplation. Shirak Yiralem Bifiva Vivarav Kilu Koisimit Katsif, right? On the outside it could look like we're angry and we're raging, like mitzkatsif is like to rage. So on the outside it could be like, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that. Avaloya kaspilibo, b'chas shalom. You're ever angry at a Jew in your heart. Externally you can be angry if they're doing the wrong thing, but internally we always have to love Jews. Achen koz de amarak bimozlecho, but this is only when it comes to during the week. When it comes to Shabbos, there's no room for anger. Isara is like to awake, to be alert. I have to have the sense of cherva. I have to have the sense of joy and happiness. There's no room for anger. Even when it's usually a mitzvah to be angry, I can never be angry on Shabbos. It's only about happiness and joy. Do not light eish, which is hakas. Even if it's with the proper yeshiva das and it's for a mitzvah, shemotur b'me'achol a mitzvah yichashiv, and during the week it's fine. I can be angry for the sake of Hashem on a Wednesday, but you have to be careful about it. Really, you have to know if like you're being angry l'shma or you're just being angry because you're self-conscious about something. But that's not for now. But I can do this during the week. Ach b'Shabbos kodesh shitzarich li'sara b'cherva, when it has to be a day of joy. Aser afil kas kazem. There's no room for this kind of anger either. And why is it the reason why I have to be careful on Shabbos when it comes to kas more than any other midah? Because Shabbos is the taste of the world to come. The time of tranquility and serenity. Right? And anger is the opposite of that. I have tranquility, but I'm angry. It doesn't work. If Shabbos is a day of tranquility and serenity, there's no and peace, there's no room for anger. Al kein hakaas afilu dikdusha gorim lahavsi des aminuchas shel Shabbos. Even if it's a holy sense of anger, right? It ruins Shabbos. It makes us lose out on the pleasure and the rest of Shabbos. Umavid es neshama shel Shabbos. It makes us lose the soul of Shabbos. And there's no room for anger on Shabbos. V'zeh achilu agadol biyosu shel aminuchas Shabbos. And this is the greatest chil Shabbos you can have. It impacts the menucha of Shabbos in such a negative way. There's no room for anger on Shabbos. V'al pizeh yizpar masham l'chazal in the Gemara that we quoted before. Kol masham Shabbos keilach. So if you guard Shabbos properly, afil ovid avodah zara kidor enosh. Even if you do avodah zara like the dor enosh, mochlo, you're forgiven. What does it mean keilach? Keilach kavan ledargam yuchadah shel Shabbos shemenuchas avu nedava. When you keep it properly, when you make it a day of love and benevolence. When it's a menucha shalom hashkit shavavetach, when it's a day of serenity and tranquility, and trust and peace, Hashabbos siyetzlo yom eniach Hashem lecha me'atzbecha umiragzcha. What you said is you're sorry when you're trouble and your anger, but really you're sorry when you're trouble. Right? It's supposed to be a day when you're removed from that. The ofefes also, which ofefes again is like to wrap hashra shel shavavah hashkit. on Shabbos, this sense of serenity and peace is just surrounding me and wrapping me. There's no room for anger. So Shemir Shabbos Kehilchos means it's I'm keeping it properly in the sense that I'm keeping it as a day of serenity and tranquility. But if I have anger, then it's not going to work. And so too when it comes to between us and our friends. In Mishu, I skipped a line, I apologize. The Shabbos, who near God, mikol dvarim ha-machivim lo. On Shabbos, there's nothing that bothers us in Shabbos. We're kind of, I guess, near God means to, it means to like calm down, right? So I'm calmed down from all the things that usually bother me. Like kevim is like kaev, it's painful. So all the things that usually bother me and give me pain during the week, on Shabbos, I'm able to calm down. If someone does an avera against you and bothers you, he does something that bothers you and he lowers you and makes you upset. On Shabbos, I have tranquility and all the saras rucho, all the things that like kind of get me going in a negative way, and they kind of rile me up, I'm calmed down on Shabbos. And Shabbos is like this like bomb that just like heals us. And makes us calm. Ve'lo shum etzav v'rogez. I'm not sad or angry on Shabbos. Ideally, right? Again, this is all ideal. It's important to learn what's ideal, so we have something to strive for. V'yaser al kein shor alav b'Shabbos menuchas av v'nedavin. More than this, on Shabbos we feel a sense of love and benevolence. V'ruach nediva tismicheni. Ruach nediva kafei kol yudi. I feel a sense of benevolence towards each Jew. Kolo mishapag above echivlo. Even if they bother me usually during the week, on Shabbos I hopefully have a proper mindset. I have this inherent sense of love in Shabbos that causes me to love Jews in a deeper way. And he's good and he's forgiven to everyone. Right? You forgive everyone. Even the horrible things that have happened to you throughout your life. On Shabbos is a sense of forgiving. Everything is forgiven. If you keep Shabbos properly in this way, again, it's a day of love. And tranquility. You're within the rest and contentment of Shabbos. As God mina shema, this is amazing. I'm going to say it outside first. If we keep Shabbos properly, and we keep it as a day of menucha and forgiveness, and we forgive people on Shabbos, even if they usually bother us, so what happens too? Hashem forgives us too. Again, even the hard things. We forgive people for the hard things on Shabbos. So if we're Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, and we forgive people properly with love. So Shemayim does the same thing. This is amazing. Look at this. But Meshavim Shabbos Kehilchos Abovinzeh, Shinim Satachos Aminucha Vashrash Shabbos, As Gam Min HaShemayim Nisnagim Mimo Kein HaDerech Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem teaches on those lines, on those words, Hashem is your shadow. Just like when I move my hand and the shadow moves too. So too, how we act in this world, Hashem acts towards us. Mida keneged mida. Kishem shu malei ruach slicha mechil hakol. Just like on Shabbos, a Jew ideally with the ruach HaKodesh within them, that they got from the Neshama Yisera, from the Or of Shabbos, that ruach allows them to be forgiving and loving towards each person. Av al advarim hakashim b'yosha shechatu kenegdo. Even regarding those worst things that people have done to them, they really bother you, they embarrass you, but on Shabbos you're able to forgive them. So too Hashem forgives us. Kach gam l'ma'ala, so too on high, shore alav ruach sicha mechila. Hashem is forgiving us. Even if I've done avodah zara, even if I've done the worst things, I'm forgiven because of Shabbos. But again, if I act on Shabbos properly, so Hashem tzilcha, Hashem correspondingly acts properly towards me. Zat tziyor shel Yehudi kasher naga alav orav Shabbos. This is what a Jew looks like when the orav Shabbos really hits them. If there are not things that are preventing and blocking the light from getting into us, again, we have to create ourselves into a vessel to receive this light. If we receive this light, then we'll be able to live with what he's telling us. This is the imagery that we received from our forefathers. What Shabbos used to look like for them. It's referring to the tzaddikim and slanim who were able to live with Shabbos properly, and the Shabbos was just this day of tranquility. It's a beautiful day. Day of forgiveness. Day of forgiveness as well. And it's a siman for us. It's a sign for us. Have we really entered the world of Shabbos? When Shabbos comes, and we're throughout Shabbos, we feel a sense of love and contentment and benevolence and truth and faith. If we feel that, that means we're really accessing Shabbos. Shim Lav, if we're not, Hariyot Dain Omim Bachutz, we're still on the outside of Shabbos. We haven't really entered Shabbos yet. Shabbos is a day of pleasure and love. And if it's not, then something's missing. We have to work on it. Because, again, if we're learning this Torah, it's relevant to us, which means we can really access this light. And if we're not yet, it just means we have to work harder. And that's okay. It takes time. HaShabbos Hi Lo Rak Ma'arechas Halachos V'Yisurim. Shabbos is not just this system of different halachos and things that I can and cannot do. Elu Yom Gadol V'Kadosh. It's a holy day. A day of spirituality. A day of ruchnius. A day of or. A day of dveikus. A day of ahava. A day of shalom. A day of emes v'yemuna. HaShabbos Hi Olam V'Vnei Atzmo. It's its own world. Om Shal Ahava Nadava. A day of love and benevolence, as I said. Om Shal Niach Hashem Lecha Me'atzmecha Omeirag. Umei Rag Zecha. It's a day where Hashem takes us away from our trouble and our sorrow. Okay, Bezras Hashem, we're going to stop here and we will continue Bezras Hashem tomorrow.